This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
Maybe you'd like to share your thoughts on Joy's program production team, the volunteers behind Joy podcasts.
The results of this survey will assist us in continuing to be the best possible station we can be.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Now, I'm excited, Chris.
You're excited?
I am excited. Now, I don't get excited by the new Batman movies. They're too dark and I don't like them.
The ones that have been released over the last 20 years.
Yes, yes. Ever since they had, what was his name who did the, when they first started? Michael Keaton.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since him, I've not liked any of the Batman movies. And we won't even talk about that dead guy's Joker performance.
Ugh. The Academy Award winning,
yeah.
One of the best 100 performances in film history.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it. Charity. if he was still alive, he wouldn't have got that. But we're going to go back a bit now to the only proper Batman.
The only proper Batman.
Only proper Batman, Adam West. And the only proper Robin, Burt Ward. And the only proper Catwoman, Julie Newmar. Because, yes.
What about Eartha Kitt?
No. No, she wasn't correct. So, as you know, they were all from the 60s TV show.
They were.
Of Batman.
They were.
Which was the campest Batman ever. Ever.
Which, can I point out just for a second, is completely off track from how Batman was written.
It doesn't matter.
It wasn't supposed
to. I never read the comics.
It was never supposed to be camp.
Why not?
And light and funny and silly. And
then it did. So, that ran from 66 to 68.
Yeah.
And then it went away and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But it's coming back. In animated form, because quite frankly, all of those actors are way too old to be doing Batman anymore. So we're getting an animated Batman, which stars all of the surviving members of the cast of the original Batman series.
Mm.
It's very exciting.
So hang on. So what are we getting?
An animated Batman movie.
A movie?
Yes, it's going to be a movie.
A full animated movie.
Yep.
In the style of the original 60s.
And with all of the surviving people's voices.
Wow.
Now, none of the baddies will be in there because they're all dead.
Well, Adam West isn't a stranger to voicing animation characters.
No.
He is Mayor West in Family Guy, is it? Or American Dad, one or the other.
Family Guy.
Family Guy.
Yeah, Family Guy. Yeah, where he basically plays himself. And he's played himself in The Simpsons.
Right.
He turns up all over those. But now he's going back to Batman and it's going to be very, very exciting. I am looking forward to it.
Is it though?
Yes, it will
be. Is it an adult animation or a children's?
I believe it will be as adult as the original one was. And there'll be lots of kapows.
Let's hope the movie gets finished before they die.
Well, I think it will. Slap up a bit of animation and whack a voice in there. In fact, they could
do
the voice.
It's a couple of years to make
Chris,
a movie.
They can do the voices prior to doing the animation.
Oh, so get them in quickly now, yeah.
And then if they die beforehand, you can give them an Oscar for the performance, can't you?
Yes, you can.
We haven't had a segment on Lindsay Lohan for a little while.
No, we haven't.
So it's time to revisit her.
At least a month.
I know. First up, I do have to say, we did see she was on 20 to 1, you know, because she's, you know, a real, you know, superstar at the moment, so she'll take any work.
Let's face it, once you made it to
That's
20
the thing.
Once you've made it to 20 to 1, you know you're just a serial commentator for no other reason than you've got nothing else to do.
I know, and they'll give you a food voucher for it. But I do have to say, because they did, Gogglebox did 20 to 1, and they showed Lindsay Lohan's face.
Yeah.
What the hell has she done in preparation for her upcoming wedding? That face. It's not normal.
It's not Lindsay.
It's not right. It was like, who's that? Oh, God. But she wants to move to Russia.
Well, that's where her husband lives.
Her fiancé.
Fiancé.
But that's on the rocks a little bit because, you know, he's a bit.
There was a bit of domestic violence depicted in a couple of the magazine shots.
And apparently she's thinking, you know, past that a little bit as well because she's trying to plan ahead in case she doesn't get married. But she's still going to go to Russia because she thinks there's some money there for her.
So she's planning ahead with a prenup?
No.
Oh.
No. Now, she was asked by a top-rating talk show in the USSR, in Russia, to come on. But then she presented them with her list of demands.
Oh, she's got riders.
She had...
How can Lindsay Lohan have riders?
Know. She really, let's be honest, she should be... She's probably not even in a position to say she'll have a glass of water. You know, she should just turn up and BYO.
It wouldn't be safe to give her anything else to drink.
Well,
let's face it.
No. Now, she was asked to go on the top rating show, you know, big show over there.
Yeah.
Pust govoryet.
Right.
Which means let them talk.
So I'm worried about one thing.
What?
Does she speak Russian?
Not as far as we know.
So that wouldn't be a very good Russian talk show guest, would she?
They can have an interpreter there for her who can massage what she
says.
That's
weird.
Now, here's what she had as her list of demands come on the show.
Go for it. Regale now, me.
First up, there needs to be a meet and greet with Vladimir Putin.
So that's first on the list.
Yeah. So she wants... that was her requirement. So there's that, as well as a photo opportunity with Vladimir Putin in that private meeting that she's going to be having, which will be open to the public, of course. There needs to be a private jet to get her there. A fee of $862,000.
Right.
Mm. And a one-year visa for living and working in Russia.
So she wants the TV show to or TV station to provide her with a working visa.
Yes. Yes. Now, as far as we know...
She doesn't have a manager at the moment, does she? She's doing all this herself, isn't she?
I feel she may have fallen off the wagon.
Yeah, I feel she might be stretching the credulity just a little.
Yeah, I think they might whittle that back down to a glass of water.
A glass of water.
But we'll see. We'll see. And possibly we'll see if her face starts to crack as well.
Oh, dear. Yes. Well, you know.
Netflix, Presto, Stan, all these sort of, you know, streaming services that are around at the moment.
Yes.
They're all about to become obsolete.
Oh, really?
A brand new competitor has moved into the market from an unexpected source, and they intend to crush, I mean crush, all of them.
Oh, okay.
And you may be surprised to learn that the competitor is coming from North Korea.
Really?
Yes.
Kim Jong-un is going to do subscription television.
The state broadcaster in North Korea has recently unveiled its Netflix competitor.
Yes.
Apparently they may have borrowed Netflix's look.
Right.
And they've named it.
Unflix?
No. It's called Man Bang. Yes, that's right. The new competitor... It's called Man Bang.
There's plenty of sites already called
that. I know. So if you're on the internet looking and you type in Man Bang, you may accidentally get the North Korean state broadcaster. So please, people, Man Bang carefully, okay? Carefully.
Oh, God, no. Oh, dear. That's your news from North Korea tonight. Now... We stayed home and watched a bit of TV last night.
I know. I wanted to watch Gogglebox.
Yes.
But Chris said, no, we're taping Gogglebox.
Yes.
Let's watch Married at First Sight with the homosexuals.
The very first time you've had a same-sex marriage on Australian television or on at least on Married at First Sight.
Yes. Now, yes. If you were wondering which ones it was the guy who was about to have some sort of an aneurysm because you saw that vein on his head and it looked like...
In the
like,
promos.
Yeah, and it looked like it was like alive, that vein.
There's an article.
Explode.
There was an article on news.com.au on Monday about that vein.
The vein was... I was fascinated by it. I was just waiting for it to go bang.
Now, funnily enough, you actually watched a part of the show on Tuesday night.
Yes.
And where I was busy working.
Yes.
And you, all I could hear was you yelling at the TV.
I know. I left it on for, I think, about 5 minutes, and then I screamed, I am so freaking bored, and I turned it off.
Right. But I made you watch it last night because I really wanted to see how it happened, how it worked out,
yes.
how we portrayed two upstanding members of our community getting married on national
television.
But
before you get to that, I do have to say something about the heterosexual marriages that were there.
Yes.
The first couple, they were lovely, whatever. You know, the Kiwi and the other girl. You know, the ones who were actually going to do it in the street. They were so excited with each other.
She was from Brisbane, yeah?
Yes, yeah. Yes. They were fine, whatever. Then there was the other two. Mm. The dude who wore the pink one and the chick who thought she was too ugly to ever get a man from all the promos. Mm-hmm. Now, I think these girls didn't get much of a say in what happened, because if they did, I don't think she would have worn that dress that she wore.
No.
Now, to say it was a booby dress, I think is an understatement. And did you notice when she sat down? Because it was so, like, solid.
It was like a solid bodice.
Yeah.
That basically just elevated everything.
Yes. And when she sat down at the wedding table, her boobs were in her chin. She had, like, she was resting her head on them. They were pushing up so high. I just had to say that.
Yeah.
I would say yes to the dress. She would have said no.
So, Married at First Sight, number one, failed to get the gays in to organise the wedding.
I know.
Because they would never have put her in that dress.
It was highly inappropriate. Yes. She needed something a bit more flattering. And then the gays got married.
Yes.
In New Zealand.
In New Zealand. They went to... Now, look.
Look, as we know, it's a fake wedding.
Yes. You know, and yet they went to New Zealand to put on the masquerade of that's where they can get legally married.
That's right.
But then none of them are actually legally married.
No. It's, and that was... look, I'm going to say, obviously, all of these weddings were organised by poor-taste heterosexuals. Because there
just
was no
poor
way.
Taste, no, people. Chris, it's just awful.
I'm saying, Chris, there is no way that gay marriage was organised by gays because it was such a tragedy of an event.
They got married in like the New Zealand version of Cryle Castle.
Oh,
it was some
hideous.
Sort of mock Tudor hut.
It was hideous. And then they went inside and it looked like some studio where they put some trestles.
There was a trestle table.
Trestles and plastic flowers, it looked like.
There was an
awful
joke.
Awful.
The bar had plants hanging from it and it was... What? If that... And
then...
I'm just appalled because no gay man's wedding would be like that.
No, we've got better taste.
Exactly.
And then to allow them to do that disgusting version of that song in the helicopter, that should have been axed as well.
Like that, you mean the song? Well, according to Carl Stefanovic, the song from Bananarama.
Look, Carl's got many things to apologise for.
Eternal
still.
Flame,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. They managed to butcher that in the plane. Just overall, I just thought it was horrible.
The wedding
was awful.
It was awful.
And that was not including the drama queens that they were.
Look, at the end of the day, I don't think they were upstanding representatives of where we want to be with
me. And can I also just point out, see, I just keep coming back to like the things there. I've got to say, for a hairdresser, he had awful hair.
He did. He had a comb over. It was combed forward. What was that?
And
his best friend had an awful suit.
I know, that suit should have been, quite frankly, flown into one of New Zealand's volcanoes because it was so horrible. And did they have to have the cheapest of all cheap weddings? Like, how inexpensive was that celebrant that they got?
The one that couldn't speak English.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Who called him Indy. Named the dog Indy. But overall, I didn't like it, and I'm not watching it again, all right?
I dropped in for the first time last night. I am not dropping in again.
Married at First Sight, divorced
You're
at second.
It rated top of the tree last night, 880,000 viewers.
Everybody wanted to see if that vein was going to explode.
I know.
It didn't.
I reckon it'll plummet next week. Plummet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the gays will have sex. Look, let's be honest.
Well, they'd already kicked the cameraman out.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
They were drunk.
Now?
Off to Ireland.
Ireland. We're off to Ireland.
I can't do Ireland. Over there, they still have trainee priests, you know.
Catholic, they do.
Catholic priests.
You have to replace the stock.
Yes.
I mean the flock. The stock
the
flock.
Jailed. The jailed. Oh, no, what? I don't know.
The stock of flock.
Whoever's
the
in flock. Jail. Flock. But yes.
Yeah.
There's a college, St. Patrick's College in Maynooth.
Of course it's St. Patrick's.
Maynooth.
Are there any other colleges, universities or schools in Ireland other than St. Patrick's?
Apparently not. But this is a priest college.
Right.
And it's had a few scandals of late.
Oh.
And so now they've had to bring in some new rules for the trainee priests.
Right.
To try and minimise the risk of said scandals continuing on.
Do we need to know about the scandals?
Yes, I'm getting to that just a second. Now, what they've had to bring in now, so the trainee priests are all now required to eat their evening meal in the college and not out wherever they like.
Don't let it go out for dinner.
No. They will also be supervised at their meal while they eat.
They have a problem with a knife and fork.
And they then have to attend rosary and pray every night after their meal. Now,
it's sort of a digestive thing.
Yes. Not wander off. No. You'll stay and do the rosary.
Okay.
And then, you know, they'll lock you in your bedroom.
Off the bed.
Now, these all things were all optional previously until the scandals. And you're wondering, what was the scandal? Well, why are they now being watched like Catholic hawks?
Funnily enough, lots of things pop into my head as to why Catholic priests...
Trainees Catholic priests.
And why they'd be scandalised. But I think it's safer to let you tell me what the truth is.
Well, it turned out that this particular seminary was a hotspot for grinder usage. Now, so they had to stop the priests from wandering off and, well, popping onto Grindr. So now they're being watched.
Who gave those priests mobile phones?
And so it was a hotspot. So now they have to be watched so that if anybody has that little yellow screen on their phone at dinner, will be wrapped over the hands.
This is not a good start if you're training to be a priest.
What, you don't think a celibate priest should have a bit of a rooty-tooty?
Catholic priest, you've got to be celibate. There's still the rules.
Well, you know, maybe they were just looking. They were chatting to their friends.
See how many other Catholic priests were nearby.
300,
isn't that why they're in the seminary?
Locking themselves away for a bit of rooty-tooty.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway.
Is that true?
Yes, it is true.
Oh, my God.
It was a huge scandal over in Ireland. And, the local archbishop has refused to take priests from that college.
That's all right. They'll take him.
Because he was busy elsewhere, all right? So if you're over in Ireland and looking for a priest, Maymuth is the way to be. Place to be with Grindr.
Oh, yeah.
Just do it quietly.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.